time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift. Okay, here's the deal with the big drama, the big machine point. Label. It's been crazy. So this weekend, the American Music Awards are going down. Now, she can perform, but she cannot. She does not have permission to play any of her old music. So that's the deal. So basically, Taylor released that open letter claiming her former label, Big Machine, was blocking her from performing her old songs during the Artist of the Decade performance at the AMAs. So the label then released a statement denying this, but apparently it is true, and she's not going to be able to perform any of her old stuff. But the battle continues. So I mean, I feel like this drama alone is worth watching the AMAs.
Yeah, technically she can't do it because it's like re-recording the music, which she has to wait, like, I think another year or so to do.
Yes,
so
contractually bound.
I mean, but they can do whatever they want to do, though, if they want to make an exception.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, just let the girl go. It's like a decade award, the American Music
Awards.
There's
so much, though, to this, though, because she could have bought her music, but she chose not to, too.
That is true. The drama, the plot thickens. I'll definitely be watching. Moving on to Halsey. She is stirring the pregnancy pot, which is a little crazy because she was out with her boyfriend, Evan Peters, in Santa Monica, and they both were kind of like, I don't know, rubbing. She was in a baggy outfit, okay?
Okay.
She had maybe, but it could have been like a food baby.
I've had those several times.
Like after a burrito, right? And then, but her boyfriend was kind of rubbing Halsey's belly. So people were like, she's pregnant! But that's the rumor. But it's not confirmed. She said, you know, they're saying she's not pregnant, but I don't know. We're going to find out eventually, right?
She wants to have a baby. I hope she has one. If she's not ready, then I hope it's just a big burrito.
Yeah, exactly. A food baby.
What burrito, baby?
Some sad news on the baby front for James Vanderbeek. He and his wife lost their baby. And he was talking about that he actually got eliminated on Dancing with the Stars. And he said that, he was very teary-eyed. And so the two were expecting their sixth child. So they have lots of kiddos together. But unfortunately, the baby went up to heaven. So
that
our thoughts and prayers.
That's tough in general, but like I'm one of the people that if I'm going through something, I can't hide it. Like he's doing all this dancing, all this stuff. Their family, him and his wife are grieving, and you got to continue on and like try to perform too. Like I don't know how people do that.
I know, but of course, I mean, we send our best. That's been happening a lot. Ilaria and Alec Baldwin, they suffered kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's going very, if you suffered something like that, would you go public with it, Joe? Would you be able to?
I would say yes if my wife's cool with it, but I don't know, though. God forbid, like, I would want to share the joy of a pregnancy, but I don't know if... I don't know what it's like to actually have that kind of a loss. I got to imagine it's devastating.
Yeah.
I would like to think I'd share it, but I don't even know if my wife, Lindsay, who shares everything on the air, would even want to share that. It's a tough one.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers if you've ever experienced anything like that. And ending on a lighter note, The Rock was so sweet. So he shared a video on Instagram of a 3-year-old boy with acute leukemia, and he's saying Moana's You're Welcome, adding, dude, you're absolutely right. I love you. Stay strong, little man. And as if we needed another reason to love The Rock, he's just singing to his little fans and
That's
making
an awesome
their
thing.
Dreams
he's such
come
a good
true.
Dude.
I know. So keep it up. If anyone wants us to sing to you, we will, even though it would be horrific.
Well, it's not bad. I mean, I don't know. The Rock's not the greatest singer. I'm just saying, like, he's more wrestler.
But isn't
it
Moana? That's Maui. That's what he's saying.
I'm mad because I applied for that role and I didn't get it. But no, what a good dude. Always we love The Rock. So if you missed it, my wife Lindsay and I, we posted it up on Instagram, so you had to have seen it, Joe McKenzie. We're now homeowners, but let me tell you about yesterday and the last minute problems that we faced. I didn't think we were going to be able to close on our first ever house. Like, it actually involved our job. Like our company.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to tell you about all the juicy details. And I actually have some fun questions too. But that's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.